This week's topic will be the discussion of the Tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach, some of the halachas, trying to describe the importance of the Tefillah. This should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and as always, a Rav should be consulted. The sixth parak in Yeshua describes at length the process that Klal Yisrael had when they were just circling the walls of Yericho. It says that each day they circled Yericho once with trumpets and with the Aron HaKodesh, and on the seventh day they circled it seven times, and they blew shofar, and the walls miraculously fell. So the Me'aloh is based on teachings of the Arizal, based on Rishonim, as we'll see from Rav Haigon. He writes that on the seventh day, when the Jews were circling Yericho seven times, that was when Yehoshua created the Tefillah of Aleinu L'Shabeach. He says, "V'du'u shebiyom hashvi hazeh hiskin Yehoshua sanusach Aleinu L'Shabeach shanu oim b'kol yom." That was the day that Yehoshua created the Tefillah Aleinu L'Shabeach, at least the first half, until Al Kain. And he says that Yeshua said it frontwards and backwards, meaning from beginning to end, straight, and then he said it seven times, and he said it backwards seven times, and with special Kabbalistic understandings. And based on that, ubekoch ha'akofos va'oron ha'bris va'ashofer shenasu bekavanas elu, with this intense meditation on these words, v'chim bekoch ha'shevach hazeh aleinu l'shabeach, and based on the beauty of the tefillah of aleinu l'shabeach and how it praises Hashem, naflu ha'chomos v'lekadu ha'ir, miraculously the walls fell. And he adds, actually, interesting enough, based on the Rishonim, that Yeshua's name was actually is actually hinted in the Tefillah. He says that Yeshua, originally, before Moshe changed his name to Yehoshua, originally it was Hoshea. And Yehoshua ben Nun left his name secretly in the Tefillah, but because he was such an anav, he didn't write it Yehoshua, he wrote it as Hoshea, sort of to tell Klal Yisrael that even though he's leading now and he's taking over Moshe Rabbeinu, he doesn't look at himself as Yehoshua, he looks at himself like the way he was younger, as Hoshea. And the Mesorah is that the letter He from Hu Elekeinu Ein Od is the He is for Hoshea. The Vav from Anachnu Mishtachavim Korim Mishtachavim, that's for the Vav from Hoshea. The Shin from Shaloa Sanu Kagaya Herotzos, and the Ayin from the word Aleinu spells out the name Hoshea to remind us, as a simple hint, that Yeshua ben Nun wrote the Tefillah. The Chidah in Machzik Bracha Simekuf Lamed Beis Sif Beis also writes this, that he has a Kabbalah from Rav Haigon, one of the great Rigaonim, that Aleinu L'Shabeach was written by Yehoshua, and after the Churban, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, one of the Tanoim, instituted for all of us to say it three times a day. And he adds these words, V'yesh lomar oso b'kavona ba'atifas rosh, and you should have with a tremendous amount of concentration when you're saying this bracha, saying this tefillah, b'pnei she'ein shevach kamo liyotzreinu. There is no greater tefillah in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Aleinu. And it's the greatest praise that Hashem has is from the Tefillah of Aleinu. That's unbelievable in its own right, but the man always continues. And he says, again, this is all based, the Shlo also writes this, that kol mishehu bal nefesh yomer hashevach hazeh bekavana atzuma, that you should say this with a tremendous amount of concentration. Uba'oso shah sha'omer Yisrael Aleinu. And when Klal Yisrael says Aleinu in Shul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all his angels, Omrim Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. It's an unbelievable thing. And he continues that there was a Kabbalah that even the Chidah also had, that if a person is in danger, they would say Aleinu with special concentrations, and they would say it in a certain way as a protection. That Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur, in Pirush Tefillas Aleinu, he quotes Kabbalistic understandings for the Tefillah, and he says, and he writes the following from the Chidah, V'chein omer mosa medaktikim bein bayom bein belayla umesugul l'chol tzara shalitavai la'omer kein. That if you say it with enough concentration, it's a tremendous skula. It protects you from tzaras, from pain, from any type of calamity. So obviously, it's something we should say with a lot of concentration. We should have a lot of focus on it. The Mamloiz continues to quote from Svarim that it's a shame that people say it while they're running out of shul. It's such an important tefillah. The Shlah in Kitzur HaShlah actually adds that it's also a skula to say a couple psukim. It's printed in the Siddur. Al tira mipachat pisom umasuas rishaim kisavo. It's printed after Aleinu that these three or four psukim are also a skula for protection. And he says that if you can't say it because Kaddish, you know, the Chazan is saying Kaddish, you should answer Kaddish, but afterwards you should say it. It's very important. In addition, the Mishnah Brura in Kuflam and Beis of Katan Vav writes that every different Nusach, Ari, Sfar, Ashkenaz, Edut Mizrach, they all have different versions of Aleinu, and one should follow the Nusach of his Siddur, because it's all written with Kabbalistic intentions, and therefore you shouldn't play around, you should say exactly the way it's said in your Siddur. Now, the reason why it's said after davening, the Bach, interesting enough, in Simen Kuf Lama Gimel, gives a very basic, very interesting answer. He says the reason why it's said after davening is because the main intention of the tefillah is to ingrain in Klal Yisrael that we have the only God, the only true God, and we're not like Shaloa Sanu Kagei Aratzos, that we're not like the other nations. Shehim Mishtachavim Lehevel Vilarik, they bow down to nothing. And we, Vanachnu Korim Mishtachavim Modim, that we bow down to HaGadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Bach, the reason why it's supposed to be said at the end of the davening is because people then are leaving. You know, they finish davening, they go to work. So, and then they're going to be dealing with non-Jews, and they're going to be dealing in the non-Jewish world. They're going out to the real world. So therefore, you shouldn't think about idolatry at all, Chas v'Shalom. And, you know, when you're going to your work, you should just think about Hashem. He says, Hatamu l'tko b'levaveinu, that it's in order to ingrain in our hearts, kodin sh'niftar l'mevteyem, before we go out to our lives, to go to work, yichud malchus shamayim, we should think of that, about the unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shechazek b'levaveinu amunazu, and we should ingrain us in this faith, sh'yav ha'galulam in ha'aretz, that we should get rid of all idols. I'll skip a little bit. He says, because we know that most people work with non-Jews. And therefore we shouldn't, heaven forbid, we shouldn't think about doing idol worship. And therefore the purpose of saying it at the end of davening is sort of, that's the last thing you want to think about before you go out to the real world. So some achronim point to the Bach as an explanation for the custom that some people had, that the Mishnah Brura quotes, that if they would daven Mincha and Ma'ariv right back to back, today, even if you daven Mincha and Ma'ariv back to back, we say Aleinu in between. But there were times, there were places in Europe where they wouldn't say Aleinu. And so a lot of Mefarshim don't understand why would that be the case? Why wouldn't they say Aleinu? So according to the Bach, it makes a lot of sense. Because if you're not leaving Shul in between, even though you finish Mincha, there's no reason to say Aleinu according to the Bach. Similarly, we don't say Aleinu after Shachris on Shabbos, right? We just go straight from, we only say Aleinu at the end of Musaf, according to many people, according to most Nuschos, and that would be explained based on the Bach, because according to the Bach, the purpose of this is that when we leave the Shul, that should be the last tefillah, but if we're staying in Shul to daven Musaf, maybe, perhaps, there's no reason to do it, there's no reason to say Aleinu after Shachris. However, Rav Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes that there are Kabbalistic reasons for saying Aleinu at the end of davening. Kabbalistic reasons that I for sure can't understand. But based on this, the Kaf HaChaim in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis Ois Yud Aleph and Simen Tav Resh Chav Beis Ois Vav writes that according to this Kabbalistic understanding, you should say it at the end of every tefillah, even if you don't plan on leaving the shul, meaning, let's say Yom Kippur, where they're going to have Musaf and Mincha right back to back, they're not leaving shul. Perhaps, according to the Bach, you wouldn't say Aleinu, but says the Kaf HaChaim, you should say Aleinu based on the Kabbalistic understandings of the Arizal. Once again, and the Tami Amin Hogam actually says that the Mirav Mikosov, that he would say it after Shachris, even though he was staying for Musaf, he would still say it after Shachris. There's a lot more halachas in Aleinu. Perhaps we'll do it at a later date. But that's why it's so important to follow your nosach, because there's a tremendous amount of Kabbalistic understanding. There's a tremendous amount of cheshbonos, as they say, going into making these type of decisions, and that's why you should follow your nosach. It was all written based on Kabbalah, based on Halacha. Any questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com. That's AVIZAKUTINSKY@gmail.com.